Members of the Tren de Aragua gang, armed with knives, are reportedly attacking U.S. southern border crossings in an attempt to break into the United States before President-elect Donald Trump takes office, according to the New York Post. Someone leaked a memo from the Texas Department of Public Safety to the newspaper. Last week, 20 Tren de Aragua members, equipped with knives, tire irons, and broken bottles, attempted to storm a U.S. border gate. The memo warned of another attempt planned for New Year's Day. Victor Avila, a retired Homeland Security Investigations agent, told the Post, "You're seeing that violence at the border because they know that it's going to change in 27 days. It's going to change. It's going to be different. And they're going to be sought after." An anonymous source tipped off border authorities, who said that TDA members would be back for violent break-ins every night. The border crossing of greatest concern to authorities is near El Paso. A Texas law enforcement source told the Post that gunfire had increased significantly in the area. Authorities have also used more pepper balls against groups attempting to breach the border. Avila also said TDA members are collaborating with Mexican cartels to run human smuggling operations. They hate the United States just like terrorists do, and they will kill, destroy, take over businesses, take over stores, and take over apartment complexes, do whatever they have to do to destroy our way of life in the U.S., Avila added. Earlier this year, Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared Tren de Aragua a terrorist organization. To more directly target TDA, I directed DPS to elevate TDA to a tier one gang, Abbott said during a news conference in September. The worst of the worst, ensuring DPS deploys the resources that are needed to corral this growing menace. Texas law enforcement has arrested dozens of suspected TDA members throughout the state. Cities include Houston, San Antonio, and El Paso.